Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And let's begin with, if Jeremy Pena is not the American League Player of the Week, then they should just end the award. End the award. Last week, he was 13 for 26, hit 500, 5 homers, 8 RBIs, 10 runs, 500 on base, 1,076 slugging, a 1,576 OPS.
Yeah.
He has been fantastic. I mean, talk about a guy who is on it. And we've never seen Jeremy like this.
No.
Maybe, well, his World Series run, he was pretty good.
Yeah. That was pretty good. But this is what Jeremy, like, not this.
Nobody is this.
But Jeremy is capable, body type-wise. I think he's capable of hitting home runs. He's capable of getting on some heaters, like, you know, that may look like this. And this is what he's capable of. I mean, that's the exciting part of Jeremy Pena. The disappointing part, we already know, contract stuff. Won't linger on that too much today. We do that all the time. But this is what he's capable of. This is why teams will want him. This is why the Astros should want him. Because, you know, but the injuries have added up on him over time. They're like Carlos Correa, not as bad. But, you know, this year the injuries have been an issue for him. It's kept him off the field. More games than you want, that's for sure. But this looks like the type of, like, star caliber stuff he's got inside him. He clearly has it in him. He just did it. So this is like the high end ceiling of what Jeremy Pena could be when he's on a heater. This is what it looks like.
Yeah, and the Red Sox were said to be interested, and the Astros just said, "Stop. We're not giving you Jeremy Pena. You can slow down, Red Sox. That ain't happening. Not on this watch." It'll be, I just hate it. You know, Jim Crane could not have been more right when he let Carlos Correa go and Jeremy Pena came in and played a great shortstop and ended up winning in the 18-inning game in Seattle with the home run, ended up being the World Series MVP as a rookie, was a gold glove. He was right. He was right about that one. This one seems like letting Jeremy Pena go is going to hurt. It just seems like he's got one more year here. I'm not sure what the Astros are. It was right to let Kyle Tucker go. It really was. Mm-hmm. I mean, with a year left, as good as Kyle Tucker has been, look at Kyle Tucker. Well, it's past what his year with the Cubs was okay. But look what you got in return with Paredes, and we'll see what happens with Wesneski and Cam Smith. But it was right to let them go. It was, you know, George Springer was probably right. Gerrit Cole, you had no choice. You weren't going to get him.
Right.
But this one may hurt. Jeremy Pena leaving, that one probably is.
Oh, it's going to hurt. Yeah. It's going to hurt. He's, you know, homegrown. I mean, yeah, it's going to hurt. All these keep adding up, and all of them hurt more and more and more. So it's death by a thousand cuts, but, you know, and there's, unless you're willing to do something that no one wants to do, then you can't really, there's nothing you can really do about it but just slowly drown. But it's, boy, he looks good. He looks good right now.
Yeah.
He looks really good. And this is what he's capable of. This is why people are going to want to get their hands on him.
Yeah. And Yordan's got to be pissed. Dude's hitting 5 homers last week, and every time Yordan comes up, the bases are cleared. It's like, what the hell? I got no RBIs out there because of Jeremy. I got nobody to knock in because of Jeremy. Nice job, Jeremy. And you got that 1-2 punch at the top of the order? Holy crap. Now, I'll tell you this after this weekend. First of all, okay, Friday night was nice. You started down 3-0. you put up an eight spot in the sixth, and you held on. Spencer Arrighetti goes on the IL with a calf?
Yep.
Yep. So you lose Spencer Arrighetti. You got to figure that out. You know, I think Wesneski is coming back maybe at the right time. Maybe he'll be able to move into that starter role. But you know, there's somebody, I don't know, that you can't give it to Christian Howard. We'll see what you do. We'll see. But this team is just two games back after winning five straight. Beautiful Friday night game in which you're like, oh, well, this game is probably going to be over with a three spot. Five. They're down 5-0.
Put the big number
in the
on
sixth. 5-0 in the sixth, and they put up an eight spot and cruised 9-5. And then Saturday was the Hunter Brown game. Holy crap. He looked like Hunter Brown again. We had not seen this out of Hunter Brown maybe this entire year. Seven innings, two hits, seven strikeouts, no walks, 90 pitches in seven innings. He was Hunter. Holy crap, was he good.
Right.
And then yesterday was just, Jay got bombarded with just not good.
Rinaldo
Murakami is a nice looking hitter.
Now. He is. Blanco's now given up four home runs in his last two outings. Not very good. Not very good. He got bombed out of there. And what, nine earned runs he's allowed in 10 innings pitched? I think that's
well,
what
and
is.
Then. De Los Santos got bombed out.
Of course, King got bombed out. No, King didn't, did he?
Lola got bombed out. Yeah, he gave up a couple.
King gave up two home runs?
No, he gave up two runs.
No.
They all gave up runs. Five runs, two runs, two runs, three runs.
Oh, it was two more home runs by the other kid, the last pitcher.
Ulola.
Yeah, Ulola gave up the two home runs.
Yeah.
Isn't he supposed to be one of their young ones?
He is one of their young ones. Okay, just it's a bad outing.
Yeah, I'm
just people asking. Have bad outings. Have you ever had a bad show? No, never.
Few, but I guess a couple of them.
Lola's not a Hall of Famer. That's for sure.
No, that's true. I don't think he's going to be. So yeah, you got two or three though. Boy, I mean, you weren't that far from getting a sweep.
Yeah,
two sweeps
well,
in a row.
12-3. You were a little ways away.
Well, but you were 3-3 there. You were 3-3 sitting there about midway through the game, and then it fell apart on you.
No. Yep.
So I guess, I mean, I say that based on it being tied. I guess, when you look at the final score, that sounds ludicrous for me to say you weren't that far away since it was ended up 12-3. But they just kept piling on more and more and more. But you take 2 of 3. You're two games under 500, or you're two games back, three games under 500. But it was, after that horrific, you closed out your All-Star break poorly. You open up with getting swept by the Orioles, and then when things look dangerous for you, jump back and win 5 of 6 against winning opponents. So you're back in the mix. You're back in the mix.
Yep. And now you're at the Angels starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out the third
this
game.
Has gotta
you got
be,
Imai,
yeah.
And then you got Cy Lambert. Then you got to figure out the third game. Then you got Hunter and Blanco and Imai again in Texas or at home against
Blanco.
Texas.
Better tighten it up because we'll see what happens with him.
Yes.
I don't know that he's going to get unlimited amounts of 9 ERA work.
Well, his first outing he gave up 3 hits, but 2 of them were homers. I mean, it was or was it 2 hits?
He's given up 4 home runs.
Yeah, he's given 4 home runs. He's got to control
his ERA is like 8.91. Like he's got to tighten it up.
Yeah,
he'll probably get 4 starts max.
His second start since.
No, I get it, but I don't think they're going to let him have a long leash. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the 32-year-old who hasn't pitched this year, if he gets off to 4 rough starts, they're not giving him a 5th. I don't see.
Yeah,
they don't really. They can't really give away games like that. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do, but who knows? Tang. I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Yeah,
it's not like you have a lot of pitching options for this team.
Well, again, and Hunter Wisniewski's coming back, so we'll see.
Yeah.
That's a Houston guy, and if he turns the season around. Now, it is not, I mean, they're two games back. But nobody's running away with the American League.
Uh-oh.
Tampa is got 62 wins. The Astros have 52. It's not crazy. There's over 2 months left to a season. I mean, you never know what can happen here. This team offensively is really, really up and down. But, you got two guys at the top of the order. You got Paredes and you got Altuve. I mean, you got You got some offense. You don't have, you know, we'll see. I don't believe he's going to make a big move for an outfield, a left-handed outfield bat like he has been wanting to, but this is not, it's certainly not over. It's, I like this team. I kind of do.
Nah.
You're not a big fan, but I,
you can have
Hunter Brown starts pitching the way that he does, if Peter Lambert continues to throw the way he does, and my start,
watch how many ifs you have to throw up there. There's no givens. You have to throw a bunch of ifs up there. That's the problem with this team.
I mean, well,
the only given is, I hate to say it, but I feel like Lambert is a given. I may be jinxing him, but I feel like he's the only given you have right now. I mean, you want to believe that Brown is. In your heart, you kind of believe Hunter Brown is, if not a given, that he'll, you know, he'll show up for you.
Yeah,
he'll show up for you. You kind of believe that. The rest of them are all like,
if you don't believe in Hunter Brown, then just, you know.
Well, the season is over.
It's over.
You can't make a playoffs without Hunter Brown pitching well.
No.
It's just you're asking a lot out of, you know. So now it's Eric Geddy, Mike Burrows has been on the IL, is on there now, but I think that's because he didn't want to go to the minors. Wisniewski, Renel Blanco, Bennett Sosa, Lance McCullers. You've had Christian Javier. Who else has been on the IL this year? Pitching staff wise.
Oh my God, the whole staff.
Pitching staff wise.
Everybody's been on.
Oh yeah,
Peter Lambert's the only guy that hasn't been on.
Yeah, because Tang was on there, and also MI was on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord, this is incredible.
Everybody. Yeah. That's a. It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. We'll see. I mean, they're right in the thick of this.
Brandon
thing,
Walter.
So you can forget about it, Boston. You ain't getting no Jeremy, and you don't get a no Jeremy Pena. That's it. You don't get a no Jeremy Pena. Sorry. Hey, we got a big week here this week. Let's not forget. You got to keep on listening. And on Thursday, we'll be giving away another couple of spots in our fantasy draft. Want you to keep on listening. We're going to be at the Golden Nugget the 27th and 28th, and we're going to have a fantasy draft, and we want you to be part of that. You win, you get a couple nights stay, you get a $200 gift card for food and beverage, so that's fun, plus the dinner that we're going to have for the fantasy draft. Just great, good stuff. And Houston Restaurant Week is back August 1st through September 7th. Think of it like a citywide all-star lineup, hundreds of restaurants, the prefixed meal menus, and every time you eat, you help the Houston Food Bank. Dine out, do good. Check out the full lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. That's a good time of the year. I've taken advantage of that. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
really I need to do it again. I need to do it again. It's great. My wife was already looking at restaurants she wants to go check out, and maybe some for lunch. We've got some lunchtime, so I said, do they open at 10?
Yeah.
Are they open at 10? Because my lunch is at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I eat right after the show.
Does Roostar have, I know I can go to Taqueria Serranas. I do not think they are. Taqueria Serranas is not on restaurant week. They just always have good deals. But I know every restaurant that's open at 10.
Yep.
Because that's when I'm on the hunt.
Right.
Not you. Your breakfast starts when the show ends.
Right. I make my eggs every morning right after the show. I got some pork chops.
You have three meals after the show's over.
Me?
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, I don't eat lunch. I just eat breakfast and dinner.
Oh, you skip lunch? I usually skip breakfast.
Well, this actually is lunch. I'm up to four by the time it's 8 o'clock. For most
you're
people
starving.
Who are up at 8, they eat at noon.
You're
this
starving, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So then we eat dinner.
What did you say, Dell? Who gets up at 8? Not my kids. That's way too early for them.
Yeah.
What 10 o'clock? Nope, too early.
What do you mean who gets up at 8? A lot of people get up at
11 8. 11 o'clock? 8. It just feels like everyone should be up before then.
Who either you get up to go to work or you're getting up at noon. Who gets up at 8 o'clock to go to work?
A lot of people get up at 8 o'clock.
To go to work?
Nah, yeah. Not if you're not of a certain age.
You shower up, you get out the door,
if you
half
don't have
hour
to work,
and you're good.
Well, hold on a second. If you don't have to go to work, think about
9
this.
9 o'clock, you're at work.
A lot of people get
up at 8.
No. If you don't have to go to work, what are you waking up
but
for?
A lot of people start at 9, and they
start
get up
doing
at 8.
What?
What?
What are they doing?
They're downtown, they're accountants, they're, I don't know.
Oh, no. If you don't work, you keep saying work stuff. Oh. If you don't work, that's Dell's point.
No,
why
know,
would you
a
wake
lot of
up?
Let me inform both of you. A lot of people, most people work in this country.
Hold on. Well, we tried to give you. You can't even answer this.
What?
A lot of people.
If I wasn't working, I'd be up at 11, 10, 11, whatever.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, but those are very few people.
I see you have
employment numbers in this country. We work.
Okay. You'll have to get with Gen Z on this one.
Okay. All right.
You have to get with them on this one.
Yeah. So we got a lot to talk about. We had a big All-Star game this weekend. Hall of Fame induction. We've got football news that we got to get to. We got a former Astro DFA'd. We got a lot of stuff.
We got two former Astros in the Hall of Fame.
We do have two former Astros. There was a lot of stuff about that lineup, that 2004 lineup. Holy crap!
Yeah, how did they
better than we remember?
Well, how did they not? How could they not get runs that year?
I don't know.
Well, no, Roger Clemens
pitched, they couldn't score.
No, it was actually 2004 where Beltran went on an absolute ungodly tear. The 2005 Astros had talent. They couldn't. It's to this day they just couldn't score.
Yep.
Great pitching, they couldn't score.
Right,
and they had three Hall of Famers, although Jeff Bagwell was beat up, but they had Biggio, they had Kent.
They had four.
You're going to count Berkman, but you know
I'm counting Berkman. I'm counting Berkman, and then when Clemens pitched, you had five Hall of Famers on the field,
and you couldn't, and you got swept by the White Sox.
Yeah, well, yeah,
you they did, were, and you I'm, couldn't I'm score. Count-
I know they couldn't score.
No offense.
Well, they did though. They scored for Roy, and Roy gave it up. They were up five in game three when Roy pitched, and Roy gave it up. So that was tough. That was tough. Hey, I just mentioned the Golden Nugget. What a place to have your fantasy draft. It is fantastic. Fantastic. We did our fantasy draft there. They had one of the big screens, and we put up our draft up there, who everybody took, and you go up and you pick your player, and it's awesome. But there's no better, I mean, honestly, is there a better place for you, all your boys to get together? You got 12 guys. You can bring the wives. Everybody can have a big time. You have dinners there with 12 restaurants, wonderful restaurants. Make a weekend of it. Get on out by the pool because it's going to be perfect. A great pool weather. You can get one of the cabanas there that the whole group has. It's just fantastic. The swim up bar. You guys want to play golf? You've got that as well. I mean, there is no better place. Make your fantasy draft something special at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. 2 hours down the road. You can bring the kids as well because it's kid-friendly. I mean, it's just good, clean fun for the whole family. Oh, and by the way, they've got a casino there. So you're looking for a great experience. They've got great draft packages available for you, and they've got great concerts there as well. Jamie Johnson is there the end of this week. Pat Green is coming up next month. Melissa Etheridge. It's nonstop. You're looking for a great place to have your fantasy draft. Golden Nugget. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Jacob Mizorowski threw 66 fastballs yesterday. All 66 were over 100. He has, I mean, no one else has a 50 fastball, 100-mile-an-hour fastball game this year. He's got, I don't know, double digits. He's just, that dude is just a, Milwaukee can beat the Dodgers, by the way. You know, they swept them last year in the regular season, and they got their asses handed to them in the postseason. They can beat the Dodgers. They're good enough. You look at the records, I mean, it's those two and everybody else in the whole league. It's just incredible. It is Double digits. Dude has, he is just unbelievable. This Mizorowski wins two games against the Dodgers. Those two are going to be wins. Although Dell's favorite pitcher, Yamamoto, is going to be. That would be, what a postseason game that'll be if they match up. Mizorowski against Yamamoto. Holy crap. That'd be something. 713-780-3776. Lance McCullers Jr., DFA'd. He gave up unearned runs, but he also had four walks and
he's done. They knew this really wasn't a situation where I think the Brewer, this is a really good team. You think they're counting on Lance McCullers? They're not counting on Lance McCullers. Mm-mm. They took him. They said, we'll give him a spin, see what's up. If not, that's fine. We got Colton Gordon. And so they got Colton Gordon. And I don't know. They basically got him for Fielder. You know, on the surface, it probably looks like the Astros are doing better. But, the fact is, is Fielder any good? He spent 3 years in A-ball just because he's related. He's the son of Prince Jr. and the grandson of Prince Fielder. I don't know. Does that really matter? The point is, let me stay on Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers was just a throw in. They'll give him a spin. If it's not very good, they'll get rid of him. Ta-da, he's gone. And I would have to think that's it for Lance McCullers in his career.
Yeah. You would think. And it's time.
The injuries have taken their toll.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll live in Houston, I think. He'll come back here. I'm sure his wife never left. He'll come back here. There's no reason to spend any time there. He'll leave his apartment or wherever he is. Come back here, run his businesses, and, continue to do some philanthropic stuff, and he'll be a good part of the community, as he's been since he's been here. But the pitching stuff is done. I don't see that happening anymore. I don't see him wanting to go through all this again. It's a lot. I mean, you don't have contract sitting there anymore. Now you got to try to earn a contract. I just don't see it.
Yeah. No, it's time. I mean, open up another coffee shop or whatever. Do something else. You made $85 million or more. Go. It's fun. That's it. Mm-hmm. You had a good run. You won titles. That's you had a nice career.
Right.
And baseball has been very, very good to you. Very, mm-hmm. very good. That's it. So that's over. How much of the WNBA All-Star game did you watch?
I watched none. I was wondering when it was. I would have maybe checked some out. I didn't see it.
Did you see any highlights? Did you see?
I didn't. I don't think anyone showed highlights.
Well, they did. There were highlights.
Yeah, I didn't see any highlights. I actually was looking yesterday like, oh, let me look. Is the game being played? Was it played Saturday?
It was played Saturday.
Okay, because it's like, nope, the only thing I looked at WNBA's and the only thing that website had was, here's the futures to win the WNBA. I was like, oh, I guess they already played their game.
Yeah.
What happened? Did Caitlin Clark
She made a couple from.
Did anyone try to hurt her?
Half court.
Did any government agencies come out there and immediately throw people in jail?
It was as bad as an NBA All-Star game.
No one trying. See, that sucks that they're just copying the NBA. Because I would think the WNBA would try to really play hard.
Yeah, no.
To kind of show, hey, we're different. We're going to go out there and compete. All they're doing is copying the NBA.
Asia Wilson actually blocked Angel Reach's shot, and she didn't mean to. She apologized for it as they're walking back down the court. She was like, she put her hands up, and Angel Reach threw the ball right into him as she was trying to. And
she apologized for blocking a shot. For
blocking a shot. Yeah.
Well, you've made it, girls. Yeah. You're just like the NBA now. Congratulations.
Yeah, it is.
In an All-Star game.
Only without the ability to score. You'll see some highlights on Twitter of all the misses and some of the horrific play.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, I watched a whole half of Las Vegas versus Indiana. Dude, it was a slow first 6 minutes, and then it was makes the rest of the half. I mean, tough shots. Both teams shot in the high 50s the whole half. It was high scoring. I was impressed. There was good shots, good basket, legitimate range. That's actually way better. I think people would actually be, no jokes here, I think people would actually be more impressed. Guys who like basketball would be more impressed with WNBA games than you probably think. If you watched years ago, it's night and day. I mean, it's not even close to what used to be on. It's typically a lot. Every team has a couple of players who are really good. Indiana had like four players. I was impressed with it. That's why I thought a WNBA All-Star game, they would try to show out and really, because they're trying to grow their product. Like, there's nothing better than teams full of talent playing hard, like, I don't know, Champions League or the World Cup, or even to an extent, Major League Baseball. You certainly swap in pitchers and hitters all the time. But every at bat, it's not like guys are just bunting or just taking half swings, like, I'll just hit, or somebody throws up a fastball at 84 miles an hour. No one does that. You're trying to do the best you can on every at bat, the pitcher and the hitter. You don't have anyone just saying, here, I'm not going to throw hard.
No.
They do the exact opposite. They actually cut it loose in baseball. And you would think that maybe WNBA would want to stand out.
National League got shut out with all those stars.
And they got shut out because every pitcher's going at it.
Yeah, right.
And you would think that WNBA would say, hey, we want to show, we're trying to grow our product. We got the best players that we have in our league playing against each other, and they pull the same crap the NBA does.
Yeah.
Just copy them. And I know it's about their fits headed into the game is much more important than the game. I get it. Show me. Oh, you're wearing that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. Laramie Tunsil's in the WNBA All-Star game just showing off his fit. Look at this. He's not playing, just like an official or something. But
yeah. So that happened this weekend. There's a 12-year-old on a PGA tour that won this weekend, Jackson Koivun. He is just he's been a pro for 24 days, and he won a PGA tour event over Scottie Scheffler by 3 strokes, and it's just incredible. I mean, the kid is just really, really good. As an amateur, he's just kept winning, and now all of a sudden he's on the tour and he wins 24 days. It's third start on the PGA Tour, and he won this weekend. So that's Jackson Koivun. He's something. He literally looks like he's 12 years old.
I was watching some of that just to see if Scotty could run him down, but, I mean, the course was so easy that you had to, like, once he got a lead of his lead was just too big. You couldn't run him down because there was no way. He wasn't going to bogey. He didn't bogey his – I don't know when he did bogey. He didn't bogey his final round.
He's incredible. He was throwing darts all week. Throwing darts and just looking great. So that's somebody to keep an eye on, Dell. That's somebody that you need to keep an eye on just in case. You know what? Just in case you need one.
He just yelled out, I'm good. He doesn't want to put his headphones on. He just said, I'm good.
Dell, this is somebody to keep an eye on.
Oh, good. Brian sent a tweet and just wanted to let us know, hey, you can bring McCullers back if you want.
You can.
I think we're good here.
You can? Well, if you need a starter like that, listen, Eric Getty goes down, boom, bring in Lance McCullers. There's your third
it's
starter.
There's really no need for all that.
Against the Angels.
There's no need for all that.
No need for all that.
We're fine.
All right. Let's break, stay
bring
on time.
Bring back Urquidy. Bring
what
back
did you
Luis
learn
Garcia. Who cares?
This weekend in one sentence? I just gave you what I learned this weekend in one sentence, that there's a young player on the PGA Tour, but maybe you learned something else. 713-780-3776. That's in 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, it's Champion Energy, champion.energy/1560. You need electricity at your home or your business, and you got it. You got it with champion.energy/1560. Looking for the best way to get that electricity at your house? I'm telling you, love them. I mean, there's zero downside to Champion Energy. Save money. I called them. The only time I ever called them with a problem was, I'm moving. Can you please set me up at the new house? The answer was yes, and they did. It was simple. They're just so good. You're looking for the best way. You want to save money, and you want that electricity in your home without any problems. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, quick shout out to one of our interns. He wants to be a producer in sports. I was talking to one was really into movies. Daniel is really into sports. I said, you know what? Put together a rundown for John and I for the show. I said, you know, set me up a 7 o'clock hour, an 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. Just some different topics. We may or may not get to them. Expound on us. I'm not going to give you any other background. You know, just basically do that. And he did that. I sent it to you in your Gmail, John. He did that. And his A block, the first thing, and we haven't even talked about it yet. We really should. We just missed it on Friday because it happened after our show. Is LeBron James joined the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, I will give him a lot of credit for one thing. He took a 2-year veteran minimum deal. We always talk about this. For as long as we've done sports, John, we talked about if a player really wanted to, if they were really serious about winning, they could take a veteran deal because they make so, you know, especially guys who have made so much money. Now, sometimes they will. We've seen, I think Gary Payton and Karl Malone took less money, but they don't take, you know, they don't go low to make it happen. And then players get blown up by the media for being just, oh, What an amazing person this is. He took less money. You know, Tom Brady took less money. Tom Brady also got a lot of money on the back end with where he was paid up. He was paid up front. Like a lot of these deals, you get paid up front and you get lower salary cap deals only because your money is already paid and guaranteed up front as opposed to in the bonus. LeBron James took a legitimate league minimum salary, 2 years, $8 million. And then he's got, for some odd reason, he's got some trade kicker where if you trade him, he gets 15% extra, which that's the maximum amount he can get because he hasn't been with the team for 4 years. So that's the first time I've ever seen a player of his caliber actually take a crazy low salary to fit in. Now, he had to do it if he wanted to fit into another super team. Here's the other side of it. LeBron has a super team now. VJ Edgecombe, he's got Jaylen Brown. He's got Joel Embiid. He's got Tyrese Maxey. So he was it never made a lot of sense for him to go ring chasing, to chase the ghost of Michael Jordan with that old team in Golden State. This makes a lot more sense, an easier Eastern Conference. You got a lot younger players. This gives him his best chance to try and chase the ghost of Michael Jordan and get a title thanks to other people helping him. This makes more sense.
And to bring it home to Philadelphia, localize the story. This weekend, Rich Paul said he thinks LeBron beating the Rockets last year without Luka is what made him not retire.
Wow.
He said, that series, in my opinion, convinced him to keep playing. I truly believe that. I think if they somehow got swept or lose 4-1 in that series, that that would be different.
Shout out Jabari.
Yeah.
For his hookup.
Yep, and
shout out Reed for not being able to shoot. Shout out Alperin for trying. He tried hard. Like he took shots. He said, "I ain't going out like this," and he went out like that.
They do have a lack of bench. Whenever you have five starters like that, it is going to be difficult. Can Embiid stay healthy? And is that the best team in the East right now?
Will Daryl get a ring?
Daryl's gone.
I know. Will he still get a ring?
No, he won't get a ring.
He's the one who drafted Edgecombe.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he didn't bring in Jaylen Brown. He didn't bring in LeBron.
No.
Well, Daryl wanted you to trust the process.
You know, Jaylen Brown may play a role in that.
Daryl would have loved to bring in an old player.
Yeah. He didn't bring in Embiid either, did he?
No, he was already there. But nothing Daryl likes more than older players.
No, right. Right.
So that's a move he would have made, bringing in a 42-year-old. I mean, it would have been like Chuck Hayes usually, something like that. But so this is a different level than Chuck. But
right, that's a little. Well, we'll see.
What do you think? What do you think about this, LeBron? Like I said, I give him credit for taking the low deal. Not that money was an issue, but no one ever does it. No one ever takes a deal like this. I give him credit for actually doing that. It's the only way he could have joined this team, though. That shows how desperate he is in his chase for Jordan. He's never going to – people are never going to change their mind. People who think Jordan is the best are always going to think that. People who think LeBron is, they're always going to think – nothing is going to change anyone's mind. Mm-hmm. So this is about, okay, you really want to win. That's fine. I mean, it's kind of some sucker stuff to me. So – I don't know. I'm not from that school of trying to make it as easy as possible for yourself. But, you know, go off, King. Do what you got to do.
Did you see Trump was asked this weekend, LeBron or Michael?
Trump was asked LeBron or Michael.
And he said, well, I play golf with Michael. I like Michael. And LeBron is a racist. So I like, yeah. I think Michael. I like Michael because Michael likes me, and I don't like people who don't like me. So so that was it. That settled it. It's Michael. I don't know if
I'm glad we've got some important stuff going on.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I'm glad somebody was able to work that question in the midst of all the stuff we have going on.
Well, because he said LeBron signed with Philadelphia. What do you think is – do you have a
– why was he asked that, about that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's asked about everything. I mean, that's
so it. LeBron, lack of bench death. Daniel has this as one of the questions. Was Philly the best fit of all his destinations? You know what?
Maybe.
Might have been. I think Minnesota actually would have been a pretty good, quote unquote, fit. And I think Cleveland, you know.
At a minimum, what about the Knicks or the Spurs or the. Or the Oklahoma City.
Well, of the four that were mentioned, Miami, Cleveland, Golden State, Minnesota.
And then
you have Philadelphia. Who was the best fit?
Philly wasn't even, it surprised Philly that he went there.
Well, but then
they said we're shocked.
So you know the what's going on now is there's a belief that it was the press conference. That the press conference for LeBron, you know, when Miami had that stuff, that somebody leaked that to alter the markets and prediction markets so they could get better odds on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that happening. Like, I don't think that was a thing. Well, but now we have to worry about that.
The Sixers were a pretty good secret now.
They were a very good secret. But then LeBron said you have to trust the process, and people, and then Philadelphia became the favorite. On prediction markets, once he said trust the process,
right? But
and then he
that,
came out and said, "No, trust the process just means that's what I've always said." And then it turned into the 76ers.
Yep.
But that's the thing with prediction markets. You always have to wonder where things being manipulated. I mean, you know, my son Alex said, "Here's what you would have done." He said, "If somebody would have known that he wasn't coming to Miami, somebody who wanted to, you know, they could have put a bunch of money on Miami." Put a bunch of money on Miami, the contracts, this is how it works. And then as soon as you leak, the social media, the press conference, all the action on the markets go to Miami, and then you sell your positions and you make money. Because it's just like a stock market, right? So you sell your positions. Yep. And he goes, I don't know if it happened, but somebody with Miami could have done that and made a big bet taken Miami before they were, you know, taking the Miami positions and then sold them after the press conference when everyone jumped on. I'm like, they could have.
Yep,
I mean, it's happened. That's the squirrely stuff going on with prediction markets. The quicker they're regulated, the better.
Oh, well, yeah, when you got stuff like this where people actually have inside information and can use it and can manipulate markets, it's something that's going to be with us for a while. Mm-hmm. We got a break because we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming up next. So you learned something this weekend. It doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. And you call in and you tell us, but you have one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Doesn't have to be about sports. Could be about anything. Your wife, kids, boss, your job, your whatever. A date you went on. Whatever it is. Okay. Tom will probably bring a date or something to the show. I'm bringing this to the show. After months of talking about possibly bringing a left-handed batter to the Astros, the rumor that Jesus Sanchez was a possibility of coming back made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. Okay.
I learned that Armando Iannucci's British show called The Thick of It is quenching my desire to see Veep again.
Okay. All right. Veep. It reminds you of Veep, or you want to see
it. Was the same
it
guy who
wrote gotcha. It. Yeah. Gotcha. Dell, did you learn anything this weekend?
I learned that the Marlins and their AAA affiliate are both in the middle of 12-game losing streaks.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's not great.
These things are rough in Miami. Things
and Jacksonville.
Are rough in Miami.
Ooh, I just learned that James Harden is a part owner of the Houston Dynamo.
You didn't know that?
I never knew that. And Tim Howard?
I didn't know about that, but I knew about James Harden.
Yeah.
All right.
We got a full board. Let's go.
He learned something that everyone else learned 4 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to James.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what have you learned? Ryan? All right. No Ryan.
All right.
Okay. That's a good
start. We moved to...
He didn't learn anything this week.
Apparently not. He called in early, and still, there we have it. Let's go to AMF. What have you learned?
Good morning. I learned recently on a trip to Italy that if you get a kidney stone and go to the ER, you don't pay for anything and walk out free.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. In Italy? My God. I just had dinner with somebody who told the exact same story in Italy.
In Italy? Maybe it's contagious.
No, I literally had dinner with Rob and Sarah, and she told the state when she, not recently, but when they were in, was it Milan? I can't remember where they were.
You get it
she
for
had
free?
A kidney. She had, it wasn't a kidney stone, but it was a kidney issue. Yes, she went there, and if you had, she had, well, not when the doctor made a house call. It was like $300, and he gave her nothing. He's like, you just need to do some exercises.
Wow, Italy. Like go if you've got a kidney stone, go to Italy. That's the moral of the story.
Well,
who's next, Del?
Maybe other stuff, too. Yeah. Let's go to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that when it comes to LeBron, GOAT only stands for going on another team.
Well, we knew this one was coming when the Lakers said, appreciate it, but goodbye. Let's move to Tommy. Tommy, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that Christopher Nolan has made at least one awful movie.
He doesn't tell us what it is.
Well, he didn't tell us what it is, but maybe from this weekend.
Maybe saw Memento this weekend.
I've heard so many. Most people like it a lot.
I know.
I want to see it.
It is critically acclaimed, and the people like it, too. Let's move to Tom. Tom, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned it's a good thing to have a friend that's a psychic, because then you can take a dating prospect to them, and they can give you the what a wonderful vibe they're picking up.
So you slide the psychic a couple bucks, maybe. Let them tell your date that, hey,
things
good
are going to be really good.
Yeah, don't worry about this guy. He's great.
Yeah.
And then he subsequently proves all psychics are fakes when you're not
a great
guy.
You got to see. Okay. Weirdo brings a psychic with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm not sure I'm going to use that one, Tom, if I ever get divorced. I'm not sure I'm going to use that
one. You don't have any psychic friends?
Psychic along on the date. Who's next?
No one. We got an open.
We got through. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Hurry, get in. We still got a little bit of time.
Lance,
what did
like
you learn this
one?
Weekend in one sentence? Uh-huh. I learned Kyle Shanahan can't drive.
That's a story that may need some investigating. I learned that our fans in soccer are growing because when you can chant at Diego Luna, U.S. reject, that means we're soccer, we're a proper soccer playing country.
Now. Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
So if you don't know, since we're waiting on calls, Diego Luna missed out on being a part of the U.S. national team. He was part of their Gold Cup squad. He filled in when a lot of other guys didn't want to play. So he became a fan favorite. He did not make the World Cup team. He was a little upset about it.
He was good for the
yeah,
Gold
but
Cup
you look
team.
At him. He is the fine example of when people say, "What if our best athletes played?" He's a prime example of us not having at least guys who look like our best athletes out there.
But why would they chant that against him?
Because he is an opponent.
Oh.
And they're just slandering him for
the Oh,
for,
yeah,
for
I
fun.
Guess so. Yeah, this isn't a U.S. thing. This is a team thing.
Yeah,
no.
He played.
What did they chant?
He goes,
U.S. reject.
Because he was on the Gold Cup team, yeah, but didn't make the World Cup team.
So we are officially a soccer
Yeah, we're making fun. We're trying
when
to
you're
dig
slandering
at people.
U.S. potential internationals, I guess we're a proper soccer-playing country. Nice. We got Jonathan on. He wants to tell us what he learned. Jonathan, what'd you learn?
Yeah, I learned that just like Reed was working out with Kevin, Jabari Smith is working out with the little person. Lance and Dell, check your IG DMs for the video.
Oh, my God. Now I got
a little person.
Well, that's all he had to say, and I'm going.
Okay.
Okay.
Who was that who sent that?
Said Jonathan. Said
Jonathan.
He sent it.
He sent it to us?
No, you don't have an Instagram. I guess he doesn't know about it, so he sent it to ours.
I have Instagram.
Well, maybe he doesn't know about it.
John's up on the gram. What you talking about?
Well, he doesn't know. Let's see. I pulled it up. There is a small individual, but is he a little person or is he just small because Jabari's now 7'2"? What we found out this summer, that
right,
he grew 2 inches. He's not, well, he's probably in the I don't want to slander this gentleman, maybe 5'7", 5'8". So when you're lined up next to Jabari Smith, you're going to look small. I don't think he's
working out with Altuve?
He's not a legitimate little person, I think.
But, I mean, are you going to get better when you're up against Altuve in the low post?
Oh, now I went to this guy's Instagram. Now, okay, he's not tall. I'll say that, but neither am I. But I'm 5'9". I don't know if this guy makes it to 5'9". He's not working out. He's a trainer, but he's not like boxing. He's not boxing him out or backing him down. He's just like drills. Like he's putting him through drills.
That's going to make you better.
Well, Miami's O-line coach is like 5'5".
He needs to go lift weights with Kevin Durant.
And he puts one of the best offensive lines in the country out every year. And he's 5'5". You don't have to work against the guy. Just listen to the drills. Let's move to 94 Feet Training, by the way, is the account for the trainer. Let's go to Daryl. Yeah, you probably have to accept a request if he's not already part of your messages that you normally take in.
Oh, okay.
All right, Daryl, what did you learn?
I learned that at 8:15 on the Will Doctor Show that John says RROF.
At 8:15? Well, I think we got rid of it, Dell, did we?
I can't
that
speak
was
to
not
that.
Supposed
it
to
It was
mean,
on the stream. I don't
it
know.
It was confirmed. At one point, I did say RROF in my life, but it wasn't even supposed to. It was only for some reason, that one was still in the stream.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
Hopefully
been taken
Charlie
care of.
Hopefully, Charlie got rid of
the
it.
The people have been told. We'll see if it's gone. That's it.
That's it. All right. That's it. Nice job. You guys did well. Although, Ryan, you got in early and you choked. You gagged. So, you are not great at what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. We take a break. 713-780-3776. Who wants to get in? You can get in now and say you'll have more than one sentence to talk. 713-780-3776.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
When's the last time payroll?